This is Bird Note. Traveling home after a flight into Seattle's SeaTac Airport, you might share a ride on the shuttle with a red-tailed hawk. To protect planes, passengers, and birds, airport biologists Steve Osmek and Bud Anderson are capturing and relocating raptors. Bud Anderson explains.
Essentially what happened is from the 23rd of July of this year to the 8th of September, we had 45 juvenile red tails come onto the runways here at SeaTac. And in fact, there were so many, we caught 12 in a single day. And none of us have ever seen anything like this in the past. We average about 35 raptors a year here that we catch and transport. But this year, it's up to 108 birds, which is just phenomenal.
So how to transport so many big young birds far enough away that they won't come back? Well, after weighing, measuring, banding, and wing tagging the hawks, Bud releases them near his home in the wide open country of the Skagit Valley.
It's a flat farmland area. It's loaded with voles. It's loaded with shorebirds, with starlings, with ducks. And so it supports a high number of hawks. Also, there aren't too many people and certainly no low-flying jets, so they're much safer. We take them to what we call a better restaurant.
But the release site is 75 to 80 miles north through Seattle's famous traffic. That's where Bel Air Shuttle comes in. The airporter agreed to carry the hawks, secure in covered animal carriers, north to safer foraging grounds. Find out how to identify one of these banded birds on our website, birdnote.org.